missing. Do you guys always sing this on Sabbath too?
Yeah, this is a beautiful hymn.
Some baptism truth with you? Do you understand baptism? Yeah.
Yes.
You do? Do you have any question on baptism? Do you you know why we receive that baptism? No? Okay, let's turn to a verse. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. This is a short time to just go through baptism quickly with you. The meaning and purpose behind baptism. Romans chapter 3. Chapter 3 verse 23. 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, the sin came to this world through one person. Do you know who that is? Adam. So God say that you should not eat the fruit of knowledge. The day you eat, you shall surely die. But he did not listen, and he ate the fruit, and so sin came to this world through Adam. Okay, so that everyone is sin. What's the price of sin? Let's look at chapter 6, verse 23. Chapter 6, verse 23. Chapter 6, verse 23. 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So now that everyone has sinned, there's only one way to go, is death. So everyone eventually will die, right? Whether you live long or live short. You could be live 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. In the Old Testament, people live very long time, but they eventually die. And today, we all will die. So, there's no escape from death, because that's the wage of sin, because we will have sin. So, what do we do? In the Old Testament, you know that the priest would offer sacrifice on behalf of people, so that they can be presented to God, and because they commit transgression. Either they steal, or they accidentally kill people, or they commit adultery, or anything that they have to offer sin to reconcile. And so the same way, today we will do the same. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. 9:22. You will find it.
And according to the law, almost all things are
purified
with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
So here says that according to the law, all things are purified to become clean, to purity. And without shedding of blood, there's no remission. So you have to shed blood. What does shed blood mean? Takes life. So in the Old Testament, they offer oxen or pigeon to God, right? So they can make peace with God. So today, our sin, we have sinned. The only way to make peace and for our sin to go away is to what? Shed blood. Is to, so our sins will go away. So, since we are human, do you think by offering oxen and our pigeon, our sins will go away? It will not go away. If you look at here, on chapter 9, verse 12, here says, verse 12 says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So, he is Lord Jesus himself. And we cannot be cleansed with the blood of the goats and calves, but with his blood. So he entered the most holy place. You know what's the most holy place? Holy place is the sanctuary where priests in the Old Testament will go in and he will burn sacrifice there, offer to God, and God will come down and accept the sacrifice. So he spiritually go into this most holy place and offer himself as the sacrifice, so he can die for all men, and that we open a way of salvation for all of us, so that we have a way to be saved by following his commandments. Okay, so let's look at another verse, Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. So here it says that in Christ Jesus we have a redemption through His blood. And because of His blood, that our sins can be forgiven. So we can be once again renewed and became the sons of God, just like before Adam committed sin. And we and God can be reconciled and have peace. And then we can have the salvation, we can enter into the kingdom of God. Because let's turn to John chapter 10 verse 15. John chapter 10 verse 15. John 10 verse 15. Here say that, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Who is the sheep? We are all sheep. We are His sheep. So he laid down His life for us so that we can be saved. And this lamb, Lord Jesus, must be without blemish and sinless. That's why He came down this earth. He was gave birth through Holy Spirit, not from human will or from man's will. And so because of that, we can be saved. And in John chapter 3, verse 5, Lord Jesus said, let's turn to that too. I know there's a lot of verse for you to turn, but you can just listen if you want to. I can just read it for you. In John chapter 3, verse 5, Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee, he's a person who studies law and teaches law. He said, you know, how can a person be born? Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So a person has to be born again to see the kingdom of God. Now what does it mean to see the kingdom of God? To see the kingdom of God, we ourselves have to be reborn, so we can see the kingdom of God in a way we can go into heaven in the future. And he said in verse 5, say, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, then he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So a person has to receive the baptism to wash our sins away, and so we can renew ourselves. And we can be able to see God and reconcile with Him, to receive this baptism, to wash our sins away. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, said this here. Acts 2:38. Here, Peter was preaching to the people of Judea around Jerusalem, and he received the Holy Spirit, and he told these people, say, 38, then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here, Peter was preaching to the people there. At that time, those are believers, right? Those are Jews in Jerusalem. They all gathered together. But he was telling them, you need to receive the baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ so your sins can be forgiven. So not just any baptism. It has to be the baptism of remission to wash your sins away. And this has to be performed in the name of Jesus Christ so your sins can be washed away. You see, in Acts chapter 19, it tells a different baptism. Because those people did not know what Holy Spirit is. So in chapter 19 it says, Paul was telling people at Ephesus, said in verse 2, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard where there is Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who come after him. That is Christ Jesus. So here, people before, when they receive was a baptism of repentance. What does that mean? Now, it is good. It tells you that you should repent. But does it carry an actual effect? Does it have power to wash your sins away? Does it have power to cleanse yourself so you can once again be called the sons of God? Here says that only the baptism that was washed with the whole in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that you can be washed away. Here in John chapter 10 verse 18 here. So there's a baptism that has to have a presence of Holy Spirit in order for your baptism to be effective. Let's turn John chapter 20 verse 21. I'm sorry, John chapter 10 verse 18. John chapter 10 verse 18. John chapter 10 verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. So, for Lord Jesus himself laid down his life for our sakes, so that we can all be saved. And for this baptism to be effective, as we just read, that it has to have to be performed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And since we are in spirit, we're supposed to be cleansed by the blood of Christ. The only way that this water baptism we receive can be transformed into blood is through the Holy Spirit of Jesus. The Holy Spirit has given to us so that this water baptism has the effect to cleanse our sins. So when you receive baptism, where is baptism? We know that when Lord Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit came down on him like a dove, right? To prove that Holy Spirit was present, that this baptism does have effect. And today, when one receives baptism, where is the Holy Spirit? In a way that the Holy Spirit is present, is that the one who performed baptism must have Holy Spirit for this baptism to be effective. So today, in order to receive the baptism that is effective, that has the power to wash away your sins, you must receive a baptism first in the name of Jesus Christ, because in Acts chapter 4:14 says, there's no other name. 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So an effective baptism is one that must be performed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and must be performed with the person with the Holy Spirit. Because Lord Jesus said that Spirit is Spirit of truth, of truth, and the Holy Spirit will guide us to all truth, so that we can understand all truth. So that's why it's important to receive baptism to wash our sins away, and it has to be effective baptism, the right baptism, so that our sins can be cleansed and we can reconcile with God. Does that make sense to you, Gift? Do you have any questions? If not, let's conclude our session today with a prayer. Okay, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence. Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we thank you for gathering us here so that we have a chance to study your words, so to understand your words, because your words is life, your words is spirit, and it gives light to us, gives a light to us, so it shines on our path and give lamp to our feet so we know what to walk. Lord, we thank you through communion with you every day that we gain strength from you. Please help us and give us strength, and let your words dwell in our hearts so we can have strength to carry out your will.
we can have strength to walk on this earth and to do your will, to glorify your name. May your name be honored, and may we praise you. May you hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Amen.